Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Friday, July 15th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. Anybody who watches this show on a regular basis knows that we don't beat around the bush. We don't come out here and pussyfoot around. We're not politically correct, and we say what's on our mind.
We also don't contain the truth.
All right. Now, today we're supposed to have a guest on our show named Gabriel Day. He's one of the organizers for the Truth Emergence rally that's going to be held next weekend in Washington, D.C. We got to know Gabriel a little bit out in Oklahoma City last April. He attended the same event there, and he gave a speech directly following
right,
ours.
On behalf of 911truth.org.
Right. So, a couple weeks ago we wrote an article about this upcoming rally. And, gave it a glowing review, urged everybody to come out there and show their support and show some numbers out there. We put a link on our homepage directly to their site. Mm-hmm. And, Gabriel told us out in Oklahoma City, he says, well, some people are scared of you. They don't know what to make of you. So what you ought to do is go out there and start attending these events and let people get to know you in person. So that's what we're doing, right?
Well, despite how the 911truth.org people feel about us, even though they don't know us and haven't read 9/11 on Trial and won't even address that book in any intelligent sort of way, we decided the cause is bigger than however they feel about us. And so even though they don't acknowledge anything we're doing or consider us even independent media, we decided in order to get more people aware of this upcoming event and what is supposed to take place there next week, we'd like to have Gabriel on the show, and we want to help promote it by putting it on our website. And so that's what we did and attempted to do with trying to have Gabriel on our show.
All right. And people tell us in email, they say, well, instead of fighting with people, why don't you extend your hand? Why don't you offer the olive branch? Why don't you get to know these people?
And considering how many people feel they need to say that to us when they don't realize the lengths that we go to try to build bridges with these people and communicate with them and have dialogue and put differences aside so we can all come together for the bigger picture, this is why we're coming on here today, to let you know yet again it's happening.
Yeah, and the same thing happened behind the scenes with Art Bell. It happened behind the scenes with Mike Rupert. It happened behind the scenes with Alex Jones. Even with Jeff Rentz, we extend our hand, we email them, we do everything humanly possible, and they spit on us, basically. So then the only thing left to do is to come out here and let you know what's happening behind the scenes. So anyway, I spoke with Gabriel Day last week, and it seems like he was talking behind our back a little bit. I called him up and said, Gabriel, we're the kind of people that are right up front.
Well, he wanted to know. He asked someone else, what was the real reason we wanted to attend the 9/11 Truth Convergence? The real reason?
Yeah.
I thought we were all supposed to be attending for the same reason.
So it's like we were going to go down there and start throwing rocks at people or whatever, throw firecrackers. So I said, Gabriel, if you have a problem with us, bring it to us. Don't talk behind our back.
Yeah, ask us directly.
So anyway, we had a good talk, and I said, Gabriel, do you want to come on the show? There hasn't been a whole lot of buzz about this event going around. Do you want to come on the show, and we'll promote the hell out of it? He said, okay, how about next Friday, which went today.
Right, and our whole point was to get more people aware of this event, since there isn't any buzz on the Internet. Other prominent media spokespeople are not talking about it, and so we figured somebody should. This is what independent media should be doing.
Right, we should promote these events. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I was very pleased. Me and Gabriel came to this meeting of the minds. He was set to come on our show today. Afterwards, and I said, this Gabriel, he's an all right guy. He calls his own shots. And Lisa said,
I'm a little more suspicious than Victor. And I said, they're going to get to him, and they're not going to let him come on our show. You watch.
Yeah. And I said, no, you're crazy. I said, he'll be on. Well, Tuesday I got an email from Gabriel Day, and it starts off, I first want to try to receive this in a spirit of peace and respectful disagreement. And he says, after discussion of my appearance on your show with the Truth Emergence at their weekly conference call, they urged him not to come on this show.
And that's really just the people that are involved in 911truth.org, people we have many times before characterized as 9/11 gatekeepers.
So I said to Gabriel, I said, well, who are these people? And he was hemming and hawing. He said, well, one person is Janice Matthews. And we know that somebody else contacted her.
Right, one of our listeners.
Yeah, and asked her if she had read 9/11 on Trial. She's one of the promoters. She said no, she'd never read it. So
right.
Here's one of the promoters that's trying to get the word out about 9/11. She's not even familiar with the literature out there. And she's one of the people promoting 9/11. It's
but
absurd.
They, yeah, but they already decided about us and our information without even familiarizing themselves with the text.
Without ever speaking with us.
Right.
Without ever even emailing us. So anyway, Gaber, I said, well, what's the, why didn't they want it? And he said, well, you know, look at your homepage. You attack all these people. And I said, Gabriel, there's a big difference between exposing wrongdoing.
And attacking.
And attacking. I says, we haven't attacked anybody. What we're doing is showing that these people in positions of power in the alternative media are doing wrong. And I says, you know what we're doing here is we're, the truth movement says that they want truth and they want freedom. Well, we're exposing the truth to people, and we're...
And they don't want to hear it.
Right. And we're expressing our freedom of speech and freedom of the press. We're epitomizing what this movement should be all about. Mm-hmm. And because we do that, we get penalized for
it. Right. We don't come out here and tell people what they want to hear on a daily basis. We tell them the truth.
Yeah, and it'd be real easy for us, like I said before on this show, to be cheerleaders, to rah, 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 and say all the nice things.
And go along
know?
With the group thing.
Yeah. And, but it seems like these movements don't want truth or freedom.
No, rather they seem to be doing their very best to contain truth.
Yeah, and so Gabriel says, well, how do you know that what's in those articles is true? I says, well, nobody is disputing them. Even the people that the articles are written about aren't just, so we're
and
telling the truth.
They also happen to be sourced.
Right, so I was thinking, what's wrong with this movement? Michael Langston wrote a piece a few days, it was a rant. And he says, why isn't anything getting accomplished? Why aren't we getting anywhere?
Right.
And I started, and I said this to Gabriel. I said, you know, the people we're dealing with that did 9/11, that did OKC, that are doing all these other things, they're killers.
Right.
They're killers. They kill people.
They're cold-blooded murderers.
Right. So now, do you think they're afraid of us? Of course not. So here's Gabriel Day. He agrees to come on the show, but then he talks to Janice Matthews and the Truth Out people, and they're like, ooh, that's
Truth.org.
Truth.org. And they're, you know, you have to be afraid of these people. And I was thinking, what if Evel Knievel, he called up on this conference call and said to Janice Matthews, hey, I'm going to be on Wing TV. And she says, no, you can't be on Wing TV. He'd say, screw you.
Yeah, so basically what Gabriel did was he got on a conference call to all his gatekeeper buddies on this committee this week and told them he was going to be on our show to promote this event next week, and they told him no.
Yeah.
Flat out, no. He can't be on it because then he might not get on Alex Jones's show.
Yeah.
Or it would look bad for them if he came on our show to promote this event and make people aware. Now, if Gabriel was an independent-minded person, he'd say, I'm going to do it anyway because I think the bigger cause is getting the word out about this event.
Exactly.
Instead, Gabriel cowed down to the groupthink and allowed himself to be coerced.
Yeah. So anyway, if you wonder why nothing's being accomplished, I'm going to put it in the simplest terms possible. Most of these people running these groups, these activist groups, and a lot of the alternative media sites are wimps. Do you think Evel Knievel would bow down like that? Do you think George Patton would bow down like that? Or Steve McQueen, or Bill Cooper.
Or Joan of Arc.
Or Joan of Arc, or Frank Serpico. Serpico took a bullet in his head because he wouldn't back down. Evel Knievel jumped over canyons and broke every bone in his body. We need some people that are men and women in this movement that aren't going to back down and be so politically correct and so mamby-pamby.
I mean, we already have our concerns about this event.
And because, a lot of people do.
Because you've got a couple of people who are telling the truth sandwiched in between hardline Rupert Peak Oilers, population reductionists, and 9/11 gatekeeper lie hop crowd.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's going to be David Ray Griffin up there telling the truth about controlled demolition.
And that's it.
And we need, you know, as much support out there as possible to back him up.
Yeah. Now, see, we're going to tell you a little bit more about what's going on behind the scenes, too. Gabriel said, well, the truth.org people, 9/11 Truth, they said we're divisive. But here's what happened.
He said they really hate us, too.
Yeah, they hate us. And to show how much, he started spilling the beans. He mentioned a guy named Jamie Hecht.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jamie Hecht is one of Mike Rupert's right-hand man, a big peak oil guy. And guess what Jamie Heck did? He sent an email out to all these thousands of people, Gabriel told us, telling everyone to stay away from the Wing TV people because they're bad. Now, who's divisive? We wrote a positive article and put a link to this event on our website and said nothing bad. Jamie Heck is sending around a nasty email saying that we're... Oh, he also said that we're CIA operatives or something.
Yeah.
Now, who's the decisive force?
I don't know if any of you remember this. Maybe the people who've watched our show for a long time. But back when we were doing our Rupert expose, I made this comment that the posers tend to steer very clear of us.
Right.
And some people gave me an argument about that and gave me flack. But I've been proven to be right. Time and time again.
Now,
I'm right this time, too.
Now, the 911truth.org people also were sending around a little clip from my speech at Oklahoma City where I said that a lot of these people are 9/11 gatekeepers. Well, doesn't this prove my point? That they're restricting the flow of information.
Mm-hmm.
They're restricting him coming on the show. And Lisa compared this now to Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton just did the same exact coercion tactic. Ed Klein, former New York Times Magazine editor, wrote a book about her, what Hillary knew, when she knew it, and how far she'll go to become the president. So he wanted to go on mainstream network shows, and I guess he was going to be, until Hillary's people clamped down on the networks to coerce them into not having Ed Klein on his show because his book criticized Hillary and painted her in a light that isn't so pro-Hillary brand that she's trying to promote.
So they're doing the same thing.
Gabriel Day did the same exact thing.
That Hillary Clinton was doing.
Yeah.
And then he brought up, as Lisa said, well, what would Alex Jones think about me being on your show? I said, who gives a damn what Alex Jones says? So see, you have the heavy hand of Alex Jones again in this.
First of all, Alex Jones, as far as I know, isn't even promoting this event.
Yeah.
It's not about him. So there's nothing in it for him.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard him or Blood or any of the other people promoting this truth convergence.
Right.
But yet we want to, and they don't want us to.
Yeah. So you have Rupert's people and Alex Jones. Again, there's this heavy hand behind the scenes. And as Lisa said, this is collectivism. This is this group mind think that, they frown upon independent thought. That's what we are. We're as independent-minded as anyone out there. And
why does anybody give a rat's ass what Alex Jones has to say about anything? I mean, what's more important, what Alex Jones thinks or getting the truth out, getting the word out to people, making people aware that this is going to be happening next week and as many of us need to show up as possible and lend our support for the truth?
Yeah. And see, yesterday's show, we had a guest on. We got emails. Some people didn't like him at all.
Right.
Other people thought he was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing about this show is even if you don't agree with everything on it, you should watch it with an open mind.
Right.
And
what we always say is it's better to be a thought provocateur and get people to think than to be a saboteur.
Right. And if you would see how many times Lisa and I have knockdown dragouts about certain issues behind the scenes, but you know what it does? We keep hammering away at this stuff until we finally come at a resolution. And you know what it does? It keeps us honest. So when we come out here on this show, we don't make these dramatic errors because, and that's what we want to do with Alex Jones and Renson. We're saying these people are doing wrong. We better get it hammered out so it doesn't keep happening.
You know,
what's wrong with that?
We don't subscribe to their level of discourse, which means using lots and lots of words and saying very little.
And everybody walking in lockstep.
Right.
That's what they want. They want all of you to walk in lockstep with them, and any deviation away from the course that they've selected is frowned upon, and you get ostracized for it. Is that what you want in an independent media?
If we had initially subscribed to the lie hop, let it happen on purpose, negligence, or incompetence theories, we might be in these people's good graces. Because we're just toeing the line and keeping our mouths shut, not rocking the boat.
That's right.
But we don't think it was accidental or a matter of incompetence. We think that 9/11, we totally believe 9/11 was a deliberate, intentional act of state-sponsored terrorism.
Now, here's another, with all of this in mind, here's another thing to think about. Everyone watching this show easily accepts conspiracies in the government.
Mm-hmm.
They easily accept conspiracies from the mainstream media.
You accept them in your workplaces, in your families.
But when we start bringing up this now, this point, that what if there's a conspiracy within your own alternative media? Everyone's like, no, 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 that can't be. Why can't it be? If there's all these other conspiracies, do you think the government would just say, well, this alternative media, we're just going to let them go. We're not going to have any gatekeepers. And you know what this alternative media is becoming? We're finally convinced of it. Not all of it, but a large part of it.
Uh-huh.
It's a containment media.
But not just the independent media, or so-called independent media, but a lot of these activists and researchers involved with sponsoring these events.
Yeah. They're containing you.
Right.
And what's happening, folks, is you're getting screwed by your very own people. This is exactly like the mainstream media. They're trying to corral you and keep you in your little place. And the reason why they don't want anything to do with Wing TV or the independent thinkers is because they want to control the message. They want to determine who the guests are. They want to determine what the message is. And they want to contain everything.
And they want to control how it gets out, if it gets out.
So this is the same type of cabal that contains and controls the mainstream media's message.
Right. They structure themselves exactly like the mainstream media. So all they're doing is corralling people into different pens.
So what we're going to do and continue doing on Wing TV is we're going to expose these control mechanisms. We don't want to be controlled by anybody. And if you out there watching this, if you want to be controlled, then what you should do is walk in lockstep with all of these people that are containing you in a pen.
We've said many times before that your most important tool is discernment, and you have to be able to use your discernment. In order to use discernment, you need to have all the information available. And so it's very important that you know that this event is being sponsored by gatekeepers. And we're hoping that the people within this event, some of the speakers that aren't what we would consider gatekeepers, can somehow get their truth out without it being buried by the rest of them.
What's happening here is there's a tragedy taking place. We have the best minds in the country, in the world, that are tuning in to these types of shows. The ones that have seen through the mainstream's illusion, through their smokescreen. The most insightful people. And you're being corralled and controlled and contained.
And manipulated.
And manipulated by their messages. Here's a good point. Everyone always brings up Alex Jones, what a hero he is. Well, Alex has been saying the same shtick now for 10 years. 10 years running. And what has he accomplished? What has he really, really done? What has he changed in the world? Okay, he rebuilt the church in Waco. We give him credit for that. But what's he doing? What's this information war that he's supposedly engaged? What's changing in the world? He's not activating people. He's not doing anything except making money.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez, I mean,
what we're trying to do is tear down the wall built by the information war that's going on. And the war isn't just between the mainstream media and us. The war has now bled into the independent media, and now we find ourselves battling the independent media gatekeepers as well. It's the containment press. We don't call them independent press anymore.
So we have to
differentiate what we do from what they do, and we don't want to be called independent press if that's what they're calling themselves.
Exactly.
Because that's not what they're doing. They're containing information more than they're letting it out.
We're the real independent press here, and they're the containment press, but a lot of them. Not all of them, of course. And we can, if you go to our radio A-list on the top of the Wing TV homepage, you'll see the good ones.
Yeah.
But another name that keeps popping up is Mike Rupert. Well, do you remember what Rupert did a few months ago? He said that 9/11 is dead and buried, and he even put 9/11
We should move on.
And he put 9/11 on the back end of an elephant.
Remember, this guy's a population reductionist, and he's a peak oil scam artist.
Yeah. The day after 9/11, one day after 9/11, he said, there's absolutely no way this could be a controlled demolition. We have to move on and look in different directions.
And look, he's still exerting influence over the 9/11 community. Look at, why is Jenna Orkin, even a participant, a speaker, going to give a workshop at this 9/11 Truth Convergence?
Yeah, and they're talking about divisive. She's the one that nearly destroyed the whole 9/11 European tour by calling Christopher Bolin and others anti-Semitic and getting him kicked off the speakers forum.
So, you know, the whole
Geneva.
Israel element is going to be glossed over. You don't think she's going to bring that up, do you?
Right.
Ask Eric Huffschmidt and Christopher Bolin their thoughts on Jenna Orkin and her participation in this truth convention.
That's the real divisive element right there. And also, Rupert said there was no Israeli involvement and 9/11. Well, we all know that's a lie now. And as Lisa said, this guy's the king of peak oil. Uh-huh. Well, you have to read this article. Please read this article on the Wing TV homepage today. It's called Peak Oil, UN Zionist Scam. And here's the four conclusions. Here's the purposes peak oil has served, the scam. Number one, it's a hidden Bilderberg global tax via the skyrocketing oil prices. Secondly, it's a justification for the neocons and Zionists, the foreign policy in the Middle East. Third, it's totally controlling human behavior through this Agenda 21. And fourth, it's a 9/11 distraction. Aren't you really glad what Mike Rupert has done for you with peak oil? And his hidden hand is still exerting a lot of control over truth, this 911truth.org, and controlling who's going to be there. You know, Jamie Hecht, his right-hand man, is sending out these emails to everybody.
You know, the whole point of anyone going there was to hear the truth being spoken and to support the truth with a strong public presence and with icon speakers. And what we're seeing now is mostly gatekeeper, mostly crap, and we're very, very disappointed in Gabriel Day for not rising to the moment. He had a chance to really shine and help build a bridge between us. Because all of you want us to unite and cooperate and work together.
And when we try,
and
they're
every
the
time
ones that
we
don't.
Extend our hand and the olive branch and make an offer and make attempts
they
to do so.
It.
Yeah.
They spit on it. And
they don't want the truth coming out, and they don't want cooperation. They don't want unity. They want bullshit.
Yeah, they want containment of you. And here's a perfect example. I asked Gabriel, to this day now, it's almost been 4 years, Kyle Hentz, one of the most prominent members of 911truth.org, has yet to come out and say that the World Trade Centers came down via controlled demolition. Now, he won't say that, but Bush's own former cabinet member, Morgan Reynolds, has come out. So Bush's own people say it's a controlled demolition, and Kyle Hentz still won't. Kyle Hentz, of course, is the person that said that you aren't ready for the truth yet.
And
you can't handle the truth.
And I personally think that 911truth.org should be fully transparent as to how they came up with the money to sponsor this event and these workshops and this dance and all the festivities. I would like to see a fully transparent disclosure of where these funds came from, because the rest of us are struggling to get the truth out.
Here's the bottom line. We've started the show off talking about truth and freedom. Uh-huh. What we do is we confront issues head on, whether it's peak oil or censorship or fear mongering or on and on and on, and we expose this. Mm-hmm. We're exposing wrongdoing in high places, whether it's the government, the mainstream media, or now the containment media.
Wherever it is.
And this isn't attack. No. This isn't attacking people. You know what this is? Good journalism. When you go out there and uncover this stuff, this is the epitome of what journalism should be. And if you listen to all those people out there that want to control your mind and brainwash you and say, oh, they're just attackers. No, we're good journalists, and we're uncovering more information about this containment media than anybody else out there.
They're uncovering it, too. They keep it to themselves. Yeah. We tell you about it. So consider this a public alert message.
Yeah. We have enough respect for you out there to tell you the truth and to tell you what's going on behind the scenes. And right now what we see is a cabal.
And you know what? We don't really care what they think of us.
We don't.
Because we're going to tell you the truth regardless of what Alex Jones thinks, what Mike Rupert has to say, or what the 911truth.org gatekeeper containment crowd really does or says.
Yeah, the 9/11 mafia. And we're getting emails from people that are telling us, you know, be wary of what's going on down there. Look at what's happening. And
yeah, we're watching really close. We're going to be scrutinizing that event on the day we're there with a microscopic eye.
Yeah, and we're going down there on Saturday for the rally. We're going to hear the speeches. And on Monday, we're going to be back here, not this Monday, the Monday after. We're going to come back here, and we're going to give you a report. This is the unvarnished truth. And if people aren't down there talking about controlled demolition, and instead if they're talking about this peak oil ruse, this peak oil crap, and if they just want to turn it into a big peace rally, people don't want to travel 2,000 miles to go to a peace rally.
Right, and I've seen emails to that effect. People from Sweden, from Denmark, from Colorado saying, I could stay home and attend a peace rally for nothing.
The crux of 9/11 is controlled demolition. This was an inside job done by a cabal within our government.
Same as OKC.
That's right. And if they don't make that the most pivotal, upfront part of this presentation, then you know you're being screwed, folks, and it's all a ruse. So we're going to report to you honestly. Mm-hmm. We're bringing this information out. We'll be back again on Monday. And just remember, keep your eyes open because there is a hell of a lot going on.
And Gabriel, that's why we're going.
That's right.
See you then.